You hear that? Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
As everyone can obviously tell, my voice isn't as sad anymore.
How are you feeling today?
Mobile's getting better.
Good.
Gave my kids a bath this morning.
Good.
All by myself.
Did ya?
Mm-hmm. The world is moving along very nicely. And I realized we didn't give a Gay Bell Day Bell update.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday's.
Do you want me to pull that up?
Go ahead. The bitch got arrested finally, though.
See?
And,
she doesn't have that smirk on her face.
Well, she kind of had a different kind of smirk, and it's kind of the sad smirk. But she had a smirk of sorts.
Yeah, she did.
But now she has a $5 million bond, which I don't even know if Rexburg knew they could do their bonds that high. So that was good news.
I'll get the official why it is, because it's not compliant.
It's two felonies
compliant.
And a misdemeanor. So Jean will pull up her charges, but Gay Bell Day Bell, Lori is in jail. Chad, on the other hand, is free as a bird. He can continue to praise Jesus on his own, which I think he does.
Charges.
All the time, because he goes to church all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But he finally did answer a reporter, though, Mr. Chad.
Oh, did he?
He finally did. Without Lori being on his arm, he's quite the little chatterbox. Well, he didn't say shit, really, except for, like, the children and everything will come out within the court process. Pray for us. We're thankful for the thoughts and the prayers. But I don't think he realizes people aren't praying for him.
No.
They're praying for the children.
Yeah.
But he says it will all come out in the court hearings, and I guess a niece now of Lori's has come forward, and she's like, I've known where the kids are the whole fucking time. Everybody calm the fuck down.
Oh, well, while everyone's thinking that this isn't a big deal, she is currently facing two felony counts of desertion and non-support of dependent children, according to Kauai police. Because you really can't just...
You can't abandon your children.
Leave your kids.
No. As
and
awesome as
not give two craps and think everybody else is
a fool. You
have
to send a check.
Yes.
Yes.
She was also charged with resisting or obstructing officers, criminal solicitation to a crime, and contempt of court. Because that probably... She feels it doesn't apply to her.
But solicitation to a crime is what got me peeved. What solicitation to what crime?
Well, it's a crime. Is it because she's not complying with the judge?
Well, no. That means you are in cahoots with someone and committing a crime. It's kind of like when you go and you try to find someone to murder your mom and they say, for $25, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who did we talk to? What did we do? What criminal activities were we busted doing?
Maybe she was asked about the leg and the tote.
Maybe. No, I was in Hawaii. That can't be it.
So the charges came from Hawaii or from an arrest warrant in Rexburg?
Here. Yeah. We are just waiting on a governor's warrant.
Yeah.
To be signed for extradition because she is fighting her extradition, which is normal.
Yeah.
I will not blame her for that because that's what you just normally do.
That's just a part process.
Yeah, that's just part of the process. So she did do that. And Governor Little... That is who our governor is. It is. Okay. Brad Little. That's who I thought it was. I'm not dumb. I know my city people. My people. But he is a really no-fuck-around type of dude. So I'm sure that there will be no problem on his behalf on signing anything. Because I think that he really just wants his people, his town, his state to know that we don't stand for this type of fucking shenanigans.
Oh, hang on. You know me. I got to be the voice of opposition.
These are shenanigans.
Because lots of people get away with their children disappearing. One of your favorite stories is
But that's different. Going back to the Dior thing. In Dior's situation. Sorry, guys. The mic just dropped. I don't know if it made sound or not. It probably didn't. Who knows? It's fine. But... in that situation, if they would have gone up to that mountain and didn't say a damn thing, there would have been no case for them. They really, truly, I believe, could have gone about their days as she could have left and gone away and been like, oh, his daddy took him. And daddy could have been like, oh, his mama took him. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
it would have been a, they would have had a lot more time. Mm-hmm. The reason why Dior Cruz's parents are not arrested is because technically, by the law, they did the right thing. They called, they reported their child missing in the mountains. Mm-hmm. They did wait an hour before making that call, but that was also because, according to the mom, she didn't want to seem crazy and wanted to make sure that they wouldn't call him, and 2 minutes later, little cuteness walks up.
Even though I've been told by authorities that's absolutely just fine. They prefer mm-hmm. that. Even, what, you know,
yeah, for the first, kid to walk up while you're there, that's what they usually hope for.
First moments. But back to...
this, but that's why this is different. Mm-hmm. Is because as a mother, Lori did nothing.
Yeah.
It had to be brought to her attention.
I'm feeling like she's irritated that everybody's up in her business.
I feel like she is. I feel like she thought in her head, if the niece is right, in her mind, she thinks, okay, these two belong to me. They're mine. Uh-huh. I'm going to go and put you in a safe place until God comes in July. Uh-huh. July. And hopefully when you meet him, he's like, yeah, you guys are chill. You guys can come.
So then what was the problem? Why couldn't they be like, oh, I don't shit, know. The cops want to talk to these
well,
guys.
Well, dude, I don't know if it's part of the conspiracy that when the cops did ask him questions, that made it to be like, oh, shit's right, they're onto us type of thing. I don't know. But I really think in her mind, we are all below her.
Yeah.
And the mission that she is on. And we're stopping her from that mission. She's a mentally ill woman. Anyways. She is a very mentally... It doesn't matter. She's very mentally ill. And anyone who wants to sit there and argue with me that Lori Bell is of any fucking sense of mind...
Well, people take their
well, dude, let's argue it.
I'm not arguing. I'm, you know, saying, what I mean? Look at all the suicide bombers. People will do whatever they need mm-hmm. to do for their eternal salvation.
Yeah. For their mission. And she believes that her and Chad... are on a mission.
Are the best.
So, maybe they are locked away and that it will come out that either this is where their bodies are or this is where they've been hidden. The niece doesn't say she's physically seen them. She's also one of those spiritual people that can see their light and their feelings. And she said, sometimes they're full of light and sometimes they're dark. So I don't know, you know. Crazy's not my number one language. Could be. But it's not.
So is the niece going to get...
That's just it. Is now what happens to the niece. Like, the more crazier that it gets, now do we punish the niece? Because now she's saying that she sees their light. But they're not committing crimes.
No, I'm saying she knew where they were.
If they are alive.
But I guess there is a tip line, you know.
There is a tip line. Yeah. But she is getting her messages from the light.
Yeah.
And the angels that these children are okay. Which, praise it be. Let's hope to God they are. And the light just means they went to sleep when they turned it off. I don't know. Who knows? But that's the Gabelle update. Fucking, she's... sitting in the whiskey.
Oh, hang on. When is her next court date? I was just going to ask you, and I have the information.
Yeah, I don't know when her next court date is. I know it's soon.
I expect this on the top of your head from now on. I'm kidding.
This is just how June operates.
And I keep getting invited back. I'm kidding.
She's fine. We might keep her. She's afraid of being replaced, but she might be able to stay. I don't know if they've released her next court date, to
gosh,
be honest.
Gosh, damn it. I don't think so, yo.
I don't know. Just Google when is Lori Bell's next court date. It'll pop up on the cellular device. You got to ask them certain questions.
I know.
It's like a magic 8-ball. If you don't have the question,
anyways,
you don't know the answer.
But they got her. Thank you, Hawaii Police. Good job.
Well, now she's coming back to Rexburg.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'll be nice. To get her back here and get her under some questioning and try to get a better idea of the crazy ass puzzle that we've entered with these two people. Because mm-hmm. it's not just them. When you start putting more and more and more of the pieces together, we have more dead children, more missing spouses. We have dead spouses. We have missing children. There's a big, huge fucking web that leads to this cult and these people and this following.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and good God, Rexburg, we just dropped that on your noggin, that there's a cult that just resides in ya.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but there's like now everybody knows. The sister wives
around up there.
The sister wives, those bitches have houses up there. The
dumbass neo-Nazis have things up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're up there. I mean, Rexburg is a place for everyone. We don't
I think judge. I think there's probably a lot of those in every state that people just are not aware. Mm-hmm. People turn a blind eye. But with this case, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. It goes back to exactly what you said. Because if she was a mother and was actually concerned about the kids, she would be helpful to the police and not be in a
douchebag. And that's the only difference between her and Koontz is Koontz did the right thing, even though we all suspect the ending is as tragic as it is. But she still called and reported him missing.
I just hope that... I hope that the kids are fine. And well, then I hope that that Valo and Daybell are held responsible and fined for all the money.
And everything. I mean,
there has to be consequences for this bullshit.
Oh, yes,
there
has to be.
Why should we follow court orders? Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if this is all getting away with and it's a slap on the wrist that what happens in Idaho... A lot.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen here. I really believe that they're going to use Lori and these shenanigans of the end of times and all of that. I mean, shit, dude, the world may end one day. I mean, I'm assuming this shit's not going to go on forever. But it's not while I'm here!
Do you know what Daniel told me that he learned in... because he takes the really cool sciences. He's taken forensic science and then he took...
Didn't you just tell me he was failing a science class? Oh, okay, but he still takes them.
He basically said because there's the whole Big Bang Theory on how the Earth was created, there's going to be an implosion.
Where we get sucked into the world?
I guess. It's going to fold in on itself, so we're going to die. You're going to die anyways! You're going to die anyways. You're going to die
happen.
If you make it to 110.
Yeah,
you might
happen.
Die tomorrow. You're going to die. I guess I'm not afraid of death.
Well, me either, because it's going to happen.
Because ready or not, life happens, folks.
Yeah, it sucks, but it is what it is.
But yeah, no, nobody should just be able to... Because I understand it's hard. They have to separate church and state. That's law, Sioux City. That's the basis of our Constitution. But if you're court-ordered to do something, whether you like it or not, whether you think you are a god and you do not have to comply with the simple laws of man...
I really wonder if she could have just been like, hey, this is like a religious thing. So, just dip out. Like, they are cool. Like, can we Skype them? Is there any way for me to show
you? She would ask questions to help.
Yeah, is there any way for me to show you that they are okay, but my kids are not coming out of this fucking thing until I know they're safe? And that may be the thing. For all we know, Lori is the greatest mom on the fucking planet. And she really, truly believes she's saving her babies from some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you don't hide your babies. You just don't hide your babies.
If you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't feel like you have to hide it out.
So. Well, no. And, like, I mean, if they are the end of days, I'm pretty certain any end of days talk I've heard, it's not individual where, like, they just show up at the door and they're like, well, who lives here? Okay, well, you're good, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So why are your kids even being protected? If you're a god, these little fools don't have a hookup? Like they can't fucking bounce off your godness and come with you?
Can I point out to everybody that they've been talking about the end of days and the coming and let's prepare since before the Bible was written, so there's that.
Well,
it's always supposed to happen. The year 2000.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The Mayan calendar ended in 2012.
Yep. Like, it's come upon us and who knows.
Take
July
a deep breath because either
July.
Way
you're Yeah, it could be July, Lori. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I want to see your face August 1st, though.
But I do want to.
I really
yeah,
do.
I really do.
I want something.
It's like the July 13th, honestly.
Nate should go take a picture. Just for
mid-July, I do want to know what you feel. Because I want to know the rebuttal of nope. we were wrong. It's the 30th. So, you know, I want to hear it. But it's fine. Just tell me where your kids are and we'll leave you alone. You could probably get out of jail and everything.
I know.
I'm she sure if you produce so the children time. Now, that they'll just be like, all right, cool, fucking go on. This bitch is crazy. Go.
There has to be repercussions for... Do you know how much money this was? But do we want
Orange is the New Black thing happening where these children that are in jail and these grown women that are in jail get cahoots and coerted and sabangled and whatever the fuck you want to put to it and they get coerced into this bitch's belief and now everybody in the jail is worshiping this god too. You know what I mean? This bitch, it's dangerous. Just give, show us the children. We'll let you go to Hawaii so you're not in Rexburg in July when God comes. You know, just don't do anything harmful. That's all they can really say. You have the right to do whatever you want to do. Do not harm anyone in your adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And produce your fucking children and have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Like, now that you've done it the most complicated way known really to man.
That's really all you can do at this point in time is be like, here are the children. They are safe.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys.
You take them into the courthouse, do the visiting.
We'll get a bunch of...
Yeah, get Lori back on the highway. Lori
and
Chad
will get to go to Good Morning America and have coffee and be like, you guys...
Chill.
It's happening.
Yeah.
We just didn't want our kids to be in trouble. This could all be a good publicity stunt. I mean, it shit. Next thing we know, they could be bigger than whoever. Or
maybe we could be wrong and we will not have a podcast on July 21st because we'll all be
shit, bad. That could be it too. If you guys, if that's true and someone does we for love some you reason all. Find our podcast, that's just
I
be
don't
cool.
believe it, but bye. Everyone is entitled to their beliefs.
That's,
their
yeah, that's their thing.
That is the beauty.
Just show your kids, we'll move on with you, and we'll be done with you, like I am.
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to hide.
So we're done with the Gay Bell Day Bell update. Thank you.
See how I get irritated?
She does get irritated. So actually, we're going to talk about, well, we're here to talk about 17 minutes later into it.
I feel like we both needed to vent a little bit.
About
wanna,
that?
Do you want a hug?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. We do need to vent about that, though. She's just very... If anybody's friends with me on Facebook, someone made the greatest meme in the world. I just got to talk about this meme for, like, 2 seconds.
Is that the one you shared with her? Yeah.
It has Casey Anthony, which is, like, the worst trash you could ever find on the side of the road.
Hey, now.
And then you have Lori Daybell. And Casey Anthony is like, I'm the worst... I'm the most hated mom in America. And Lori Little Daybell's like, quote unquote, hold my beer. Greatest thing I've ever seen. It was hilarious. Shit was fun.
Well, instead of she's probably drinking like Tang.
Maybe she's a spritzer. Who knows? But yeah, so that meme was hilarious. And Casey Anthony's white fucking.
Well,
that poor little baby.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her too.
She's in heaven now. She's fine.
Yeah, she's saved.
She's good.
But, anyhow. So today, we are going to talk about Evil Lives Here. It is one of my favorite shows on the ID channel.
I've seen a few episodes. Ever. Not the correct ones.
No, not the correct ones. We know that's fucking true.
But she's seen some. I like it. Yes, ma'am.
So, breakdown of the show. I think we've done a couple of them. I'm not 100% sure. But... breakdown of the show is the family members, whether it be siblings, wives, whatever, someone in the family tells the murderer story. Sometimes he's not even a murderer. Sometimes he's a cult leader. Sometimes he's in jail for violent robberies. Who knows? Whatever. Your family tells your story on how you've always been fucked up.
Yeah.
From birth to execution or to current day sitting in prison, you were fucked up,
mm-hmm.
is what the show is. It shows what your family lived through living with you while you became the monster you became. Favorite show of all time.
It has to be intense.
I really think my family should do it sometime. I really do. But so
you don't have anybody crazy in your family. Unless
no,
they're doing
shit,
an intervention for
not
you.
For a murder, no. But like... to live through violence, abuse, and those type of things, it's traumatic. No matter who you are, it's fucking traumatic. There's very different ranges of it, but coming from a physical and a sexual abuse background in my childhood, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he may have not murdered someone, but he still did one of the worst things you could ever do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and some of the people on here are those people, and that's just the story of how they survived what I survived growing up.
Yeah.
And you listen to their stories, and you hear what they say, and, like, we'll talk a lot about their brother's expressions. And that is just, it's so crazy. Because you finally get to tell your story on how you knew this person was going to become what they become. But you can't do anything. You can't change it. You mm-hmm. can't stop it. You just watch this crazy roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then it comes to an end. One day, dude, your whole world goes from being hectic and scary and all these different things. And then it goes away in an instant.
Yeah.
And not an instant. You feel relief for that first time in a long time. You sleep better that night. You sleep longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your food tastes different. All because of one person.
Start to be okay now.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and it affects multiple people through the whole chain.
Yeah.
It doesn't just affect you and your family, like you and your personal family, your siblings, your mom, and whatever. But, like, it affects their parents, and then their siblings, and then so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
My father didn't just drop out of the sky. You know what I mean? There are people connected to him. So it didn't just harm him and hurt us. It fucking falls apart.
Yeah.
The onion splits everybody.
Open. Yeah. And I didn't... I guess I did not...
And that's what this show is, and, so that's why I like it.
I hope I didn't...
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
No, you're fine.
But you're right, because it doesn't have to be a murderer.
No, it doesn't.
It can be an abuser. It can be someone that just...
It could just be a horrible person.
Yeah.
Like, a truly horrible person. And these people are born. I truly believe this, and I will go to my grave believing this. Evil is not made. Evil is born. Yeah. Evil is made.
Well, we are. It can be made. Yeah. There's.
But you are... When you are little, and you do the evil little shit that people think is just so funny...
Mm-hmm.
And then when that person grows up to commit crimes and to do things, and they're like, oh, well, remember that one time he kicked a kitten? No, that one time that little boy kicked a kitten, something should have been done.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way back to when you learn to walk, when you learn to talk, when you learn to see things.
You learn right from wrong.
You're a monster or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to feel kindness or you're not. You know sympathy and empathy, or you do not. Those are not things that you learn. Those are things you have.
Yeah.
I cannot learn. I cannot teach you. I can tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm. You can't make me feel it.
I can't. You can't feel it through me.
Well, and when they study the brains of murderers and stuff, and how... I can't remember what lobe it is. If it's
the
front or
the back. Yeah, but one of them...
numb.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
And not that that's an excuse, but you would think that we have enough science now that you...
And I'm not saying that if there are these people in your family that we should throw them away, shun them, lock them up.
Yeah, they can go maybe talk to somebody.
But now we need... That's when the communication starts of,
mm-hmm.
Well, why did you kick the cat? Oh, okay, you thought it was funny because the cat meowed. Why is that funny?
Simple, holding them accountable.
Yeah, simply just asking them why.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you do it automatically as a parent, but you have to understand, not everybody.
Yeah, and like I parent from my background.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Where I'm like, you guys, I know you guys are born to be precious, sweet little angels. And yes, there is something that I can do that will change you. Hands down. Any day of the week. You don't know what it is. Any day of the week, it can change you as a child.
You don't even know what that is.
Yeah, but I won't know. Yeah. Until you're grown and older, and you tell me that one day, man, that day is stuck with me for the rest of my life. You don't ever know.
I've
so I'm not saying that everybody's bad. Guys, please, just I'm just talking. I just go off of what I went through. And these are things that I believe the person in my life is not capable of.
Because it was like evil was part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, like what that show was. It wasn't just certain suspicions or it's just...
Yeah, no, it's like these people did... Like,
I do not need to piss this man off.
Yeah, they did do something bad. And like it always says... So these guys, I'll tell you about these. We'll get into the story, obviously. We've gone on way too long. So it's Evil Lives Here, Season 7, Episode 8.
Point of the podcast, by the way.
I know.
Go ahead.
And it's called I Should Have Killed Him Myself. The killer is Kevin Duck.
Duck.
And the brother who tells his amazing story. And then, first of all, sir, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
His brother is John Duck, who... opens up about his side of the story, and no one has heard this man's story except his wife until these people came knocking on his door to do this interview.
Oh, wow.
And dude, this is the shit that people just, we just go about it. There's sometimes where I'll tell Eric some shit and he's like, well, okay, I could have not needed to know that. But like, I don't know, there's just some days where I'm just like, oh, this reminds me of this. Oh, this smells like this time. And I just tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I don't need to know any of that. So go
well,
on.
That's when you remind him that as your partner so, and spouse, he gets to hear every detail, baby.
Lucky guy. So, John Duck is the youngest brother. He has an older sister. And then that is a year and 5 days older than him. Or 5 years and... No, a day and five... A year and 5 days older than him. I believe. Watch the episode. Get mad at me if you want.
It's in your bedroom.
Oh, no, it's my husband's phone. Oh. Guess who left their phone here? Will you go shut that off for me real quick and I'll explain. So, like I said, the parents, they live in a rural little town. And the parent, they have a 40 acres. That's what it is called, 40 acres.
And you want me to text them back?
No, let me just... Did you bring it?
No.
Sorry. His dad is a preacher, pastor. Pastor? Preacher. His dad is a member of the Lord's home.
Pastor.
And, so, yeah, he is one of them. And they, sorry, fuck, I lost my spot, guys. Sorry, my damn husband. Tell you guys right now, it's all his fault. Everybody should blame him.
No.
Blame him for leaving his phone at home because he fucked me up. Anyway, so like I said, these kids grew up, they had no TV, nothing like that. His brother didn't know that there was like cops and... That, like, firemen and, like, that type of shit on the outside of the world. They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
This sweet little boy grew up and he was like, well, I just live with my family. And so, him and his sister are super close. They are each other's safety nets. And it's super sweet. You never hear from the sister in this, unfortunately.
Maybe but, she did find the interview.
Maybe. And I know a bunch of my family would. So... anywho, he's the youngest, like I said. His brother is way older than him. I think it's by like a couple of years, like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they still become very close because they live out in wherever the fuck.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's very, and it's gorgeous too. And it's so crazy how this all loops around. I just want to jump to the end and tell everybody the end because that's just how I am. And I just want to ruin the end for everyone.
No.
But anyway, so it's a beautiful red cabin house looking farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just land gorgeous. And stuff. Yeah, so his brother was born in 1993. And he says that's the day a monster was born. That's horrible.
Quote.
Yeah, and that's a pure quote.
Older brother.
And... Okay, so... The one main story that he uses is one time him and his brother go out squirrel hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Kevin misses the squirrel. So, and John's just like, oh, okay, well, next time we'll get him. But that's not how Kevin reacts. Kevin reacts with going insane for like a minute of like insanity. He's grabbing leaves and he's grabbing all these things, and the squirrel is up in the tree. Okay? He burns the squirrel alive. And poor little John sat there and listened to this squirrel die. And he said it's like a child's scream.
Oh no!
He said it's like the most, he said till this very day he does not hunt. And his family, they hunted their own food. They grew their own vegetables.
Self-sufficient.
They were very self-sufficient out there. So when he was younger, I'm glad you're watching this because this is what I'm talking about. So when he was younger, his parents realized that something was wrong with him. And being God-fearing
Christians,
they take mm-hmm. him to another church a while away. That does exorcisms, because they're like, there's no reason why our child should be like this, because he's mean, he's violent, he doesn't have empathy, he doesn't feel bad when he hurts his siblings, he hurts other things besides kids, and no one, like, he doesn't feel bad about it, he doesn't realize that it shouldn't have happened.
Is that how they label narcissistic psychotics?
Yeah, kind of.
Psychosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, when you're little, it's really easy to tell. It's really easy. Okay, so, like, they take him to the church, right? All these people are praying over him and praying over him. He starts laughing. This crazy, creepy laugh that his brother said is not his laugh. He laughs like this through the whole exorcism until the next day. And the dad stops the exorcism, mid-exorcism, picks him up and says, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And goes. And he laughed the whole way home and into the next day. And his sister, the brother and sister said, when Kevin got bored, you know bad things were going to happen. Like, keeping Kevin entertained was everybody's fucking prerogative. Like, we must keep Kevin entertained or else some shit's gonna get sideways.
Kind of like how we were discussing mm-hmm. it becomes your lifestyle.
Yeah. Like, you constantly feel that.
It shouldn't be that way. Home is your safe zone, yo.
So when John testified in court against his brother, he used this story as an example to the judge on why he is not saleable and why he was a monster and always has been a monster. So when he was 10 years old, when Kevin was 10 years old, as a 10-year-old, him and his brother and sisters were all arguing or whatever. He takes his shotgun that he had for squirrel hunting,
mm-hmm.
goes past them into his room, says, just leave me alone, slams and locks the door. So two siblings are outside of the door. They know something has happened. Something's going to happen to our brother if we don't get into this room.
Yeah.
Door's locked. We can't get in. Next thing they know, boom, gun goes off. So they're like, what the fuck?
The shotgun's loud if you've ever heard
and
one.
So they're like, great, our brother's killed himself. They outside the door. They're like, no, you go in. No, you go in. No, you go in.
Yeah.
When they open the door, he's standing there with this smirk on his face. Like this creepy, creepy ass little grin. And his brother says it's still the same grin from in his mugshots. And I will post his mugshots. Not impressive. But he was just standing there next to the window holding the gun. Like, he made them think he killed himself for entertainment.
Did he look out the window? Did this man just kill a puppy or something?
No, he just thought it was funny.
Well, but if he's the oldest at 10, what are those guys, like 6, 7?
Yeah, little.
Yeah, no. That's dick move.
And it became a thing for him. Where I thought he would you guys start getting locked in suicide. The closet
was a dick move. That's a dick move.
Yeah, could've been worse. It was like his childhood thing. He would fake his suicide all the time.
What?
To get them panicked.
I'm sorry. That's my reaction.
Yeah, moment. Right? Yeah. No, no. Don't feel sorry for your reaction. Well, I just... Don't.
That's how it would...
Don't let fucking people judge you, dude. I don't give a fuck. Don't let people to
just,
judge you.
Just... That wrecks people world, but we deviate a lot.
It's horrible.
I did not to, but...
It's horrible. Dude, and I've had my siblings too. I'm gonna kill myself. Okay. Do you mind closing the fucking door while you do it? I'm not gonna hide from that. That's been arguments in my home growing up. The whole, I'm just gonna kill myself. Okay, do it then. Bye, Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever expect it to happen.
No.
You know what I mean? So don't ever feel bad, Jean, for voicing your fucking how you feel. Because... fuck these people. My brother fucking shot himself and died. He took his own life. Never once would I have ever thought that he would have been the person to do that. In my life. He would have been the last person ever.
It's just, it's hurtful to everyone. They have no idea because they think they're all alone. And sometimes you just go have coffee with somebody.
As you guys can tell, this upsets me. So I dare someone to come at me with, I don't give a fuck about suicides or anything like that. The people who don't talk about it and don't use it to get attention are the people that are scary.
Because you were just blown away when you got your news.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. Like, you guys don't understand. That's very deep with me.
Yeah.
Very, very deep. I love my little brother very, very much. Very, very deep. So anyway, that's what he would do to get control over his family.
So they would pay attention to him.
So that they would get frazzled.
Yeah, and that's absolutely narcissistic because they want the whole world. It's their world. We just live in it.
Yeah, and so after the exorcism went wrong,
honey,
I know, right?
Do you want a tissue?
No, I'm good. But after that went wrong, John says, "quote It was like everyone just knew he was evil, and like everybody just had to deal with it. So, like this little boy is evil, and there's just no changing him. So let's just
get counseling back deal in the with 80s.
It." But when you're God-fearing, though, and, like, you're out there by yourself, and you're just one of those people that...
That mentality.
God don't... People don't save you. God does.
Yeah.
Which, amen. I mean, if you pray hard enough, maybe. But I've known people to pray, and it's never changed an evil soul in my life.
That kind of person without that kind of empathy...
And it's not your parents' fault, either.
No, I don't believe
that. I don't ever believe... I didn't even think about that. We didn't even say that. Yeah, it ain't your mama and daddy's fault that you're fucking psychotic and crazy. Your wires just were not connected.
Everyone has a choice.
Yeah, like you just weren't. You just weren't connected there. Like you could have been, but you weren't.
But that kind of crazy needs deeper help.
Like deeper.
Perhaps a couple of years in an institution with actual something. Doctors, nurses, therapists.
Something to where we get
how
to
work
see,
with triggers.
Yeah, how we help you work through it. So
said this man.
At one point in time, he starts dating the sister's friend. Okay? And so the sister goes to the friend and she goes, "Hey, check it out. If you don't fucking leave him and get out of this situation, bad shit's gonna happen to you."
Mm-hmm.
Like, my brother's bad. And she tried to warn her friend. Her friend goes to him and she's like, "Well, your fucking sister said that you'd be a piece of shit."
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, and his brother, John, had just come back from serving a year in Iraq. That's why I thanked him for his services, like I said. He had just come home from the war and he's cooking food. Next thing he knows, his fucking brother is viciously attacking his sister with a fucking iron bar. Bashes it over her fucking head. She got put in the hospital.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I guess he breaks it up and he holds his brother up against the wall.
Yes,
and he's
like,
"What the
fuck's wrong with you?"
Yeah, he's like, "I just got out of one war. I'm not starting another one, but like, I'll fuck you up, bro."
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking get it.
A sister's a sister.
And so I guess he shoved him off and was like, "Fuck you guys." But like, and he took his sister to the hospital. They did press charges, but later on did drop the charges only because the mother begged them to drop the charges because they were kind of like, "You guys know that Kevin's just a douche.
But
so don't. Like, let's not do this to
I'm
Kevin."
I'm kind of surprised to see if it was that aggressive I'm surprised the state said, yeah, we're going to then.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Huh. Can I see your... No, never mind.
25.
Never mind. So, like I said, the girlfriend, that happens. The sister gets beat up. Which is just horrific, dude. I don't even know.
Did she call the friend from the hospital, have her come see her and bring her ice cream?
I doubt it, dude. And say, I don't even know.
Maybe she shouldn't have...
Well,
sorry.
Kevin gets married two times. And we can't blame the friend for going back and being like, your sister said you're a piece of shit. Because you want to hear him say...
His side.
You want to hear him say, what the fuck, I'm a piece of shit. No. That's my sister's side. You want to hear that your friend is an evil bitch. And she's not 100%. She just hates her brother. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear it be like, girl, I'm the nicest person you could have ever done come across. Mm-hmm. I'm looking up where they lived, and I don't know. Why in the hell is it always so hard to see this kind of information? They don't ever put it on the front of the damn thing. But, so she goes to the hospital. He gets married to a girl. His parents put a trailer up on the property.
Yeah.
And when they do that, I guess you could hear the worst screams and the worst violence coming from this trailer up on the property. No one ever... Arkansas. Bam. They're from Arkansas. Now we don't need to care anymore. That drove me nuts that I couldn't tell you guys where they were from.
She has a tad bit of OCD.
I do. So, anyway, in Arkansas. Oh, I lost my spot. What was I telling you? Who knows?
The screams with the second wife?
Yeah. Dude, so this one story that he tells, the wife comes down from the trailer and says she's going to the store. And they notice that she's getting bruises on her a lot. And so... She asks if anybody needs anything from the store. Kevin is gone, I guess. John says no. The sister says, is there anything we can do to help you? Which, from getting your ass beat from previously trying to assist, is ballsy enough. And the wife straight says, she's like, you know what, you guys, I'm not even trying. Like, that we're not doing that right now. Like, we're not. I just need to know if you guys need anything from the store. You're good? You're good. I'm good. I'm bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't. She's like, you guys, really? Like,
did she go for cigarettes and not come back?
She did take her babies and leave.
Good.
She did and not come back. She did.
Good girl.
He does have a charge, though. Kevin was charged with violently beating his 2-year-old daughter.
Why?
With a pipe over her butt. Her ass was so purple.
What?
She couldn't even sit down. The argument was over a shoe. Put your shoe on?
A pipe?
A plastic pipe of a sort.
Till it was purple.
Yeah, her butt was so purple, her mom said that she couldn't even sit down when she testified in court. So, this whole time...
Maybe a good old-fashioned hit to the back of the head with the cast iron skillet would fix this man.
John meets his wife is precious. So he goes out. It's not precious. It's kind of sad. But he goes out and he buys a shotgun and some bullets with every fucking intention of going and killing his brother and doing away with it. He knows this man is evil. Nothing good. And he said, I sat there and I've tried to think of one good thing he's ever done. Never could. Which is scary, because there's people in my life that I'm like, I really can't name one good thing. And this is, like, they're the reasons why I believe all this stuff. So it's like, when you put everything together, dude, it just goes together. I'm sorry, it just goes. But anyway, he goes and buys a shotgun and gets hungry. He puts the gun and everything in his truck and he gets hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to a restaurant. For some reason, he chose a restaurant. Doesn't know why. Goes in. Sits down. A pretty little waitress walks up.
Mm-hmm.
And does say, you look like you're having a bad day. Ain't nothing a beer and a hamburger won't fix. 10 years later, they've been married, fucking, they got two kids.
Oh,
she saved his damn life.
Yes, because he needed her number.
He did not introduce them, her to any of his family for a very, very long time.
Why?
Because of Kevin.
Oh.
And how bad it was.
But that's not...
So he didn't bring her into that environment until one day, everybody is supposed to be gone. Supposed to be gone. And they get down and dirty. They do the dirty, dirty. And they're sitting on the bed afterward, and like we're caressing and we're kissing. Next thing you know, his wife, at the time girlfriend, freaked the fuck out. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Dude, his brother's standing, Kevin's standing in the doorway.
Watching him.
Quiet as fuck. How creepy is that he was there? God only knows how long he was in the doorway.
Yeah, that's what was the question.
She just happened to look over.
Did he see Boogie or not? Or,
oh, dude, they were naked the whole thing, and he just stood there in the doorway like a creep. And dude, the control that he had over his siblings, this is one story I'm going to tell you guys over this.
Fear. Why didn't he move out? I moved out when I was 17. I graduated. But
well, that's just not where he came
if he
from.
Left from the army and came home, go get a fucking apartment.
He was living with his sister, I believe. They were still a close family. Just because Kevin's crazy doesn't mean Kevin's not invited to every family shindig.
Yeah.
We just don't have to piss him off while he's here. That's really what it comes down to. Like, yeah, fool, you can come, but just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his control over his siblings was so bad that his parents would take in people from all over, different walks of life, just harden out, whatever. Kevin gets this girl pregnant. He goes to his siblings and he says, if anybody finds out that I did this, our family's ruined. The church, everybody pissed off, family's ruined. We have to kill the baby. He gets his brother and his sister to punch this poor girl in the stomach to try to end her pregnancy. Thank God it did not. And she had a beautiful baby boy that she ended up just vanishing in the night with.
Yeah.
Thank God. But like, that's just...
His first thought was, we have to kill it.
Yeah, like, his first instant thought. And not, I'm going to do this by myself. I'm going to go get my brother and sister to do it for me, with me. It's fucked up.
Well, they had control the rest of their lives then.
Yeah, it would have. And John even said, thank God that baby didn't die, because he doesn't know what he would have done morally if that would have happened.
Yeah.
So, it's just crazy. So his relationships all end in the same way. Divorce, abuse, horrible situations. Well, he meets Donna Kaninsky, and she was a police dispatcher at the Hot Springs Village in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. They were last seen on a holiday party, leaving the holiday party around 11 p.m. on December 21st of 2011. She was reported missing 2 days later on the 23rd. So they get all these volunteers and everything. Kevin doesn't help. He has no interest in helping.
Yeah.
He's not a part of it. Kevin's dad, on the other hand, and when the family got the call, you don't have to walk like that, does it? He went and lifted weights. He's Thor.
You call it. I understand. But, day.
Ugh. So, yeah. Like I said, sorry, I had to move my spot. The family, when she comes up missing, they all were like, we ain't looking for a person.
Yeah.
If she's missing, we're looking for a body. And like, if my brother had any part in doing part of it, it's serious. She's not missing. She's dead. And,
can you imagine having to tell the police this kind of stuff?
Oh, no, dude, I can't even imagine.
About your sibling.
And she's 18 years older than Kevin.
Wow.
And she's going through a divorce, and he manipulated this poor woman. He did. He made her feel love and everything else. She has 3 boys. He moved himself into her home.
Oh, convenient.
Without her permission. they were like in the middle of breaking up, and he just moved into her house. And the kids and her mom went on a lot of their dates. She was at that Christmas party. They picked her up and took her.
Mm-hmm.
They just left mom there. And, like, I don't know. It's weird. The neighbor says that she heard a scream of a man. A man's scream. A man's violent scream. A man's howl.
Like a war scream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's all she heard. So she was like, well, that's weird. Okay. Maybe went about her day.
Yeah.
But they think that's when Kevin kills her. And that was like his, huh. So she, when her mom, when they get there to pick up the mom notices that she's mad. And she's upset. In the cutest way of ever, being a mother and noting that your daughter is upset.
Yeah. You usually feel that, too.
Her nose got red.
Oh, yeah?
When she would get mad, Dawn's nose would turn red. So her nose was red. When her mom said, when I got in that truck to go to that Christmas party, it was different. Like, it was, there's a different vibe going on.
Because
normally, Kevin was very, sit next to me, hands on the leg, very grabbing boob in front of children. You know what I mean? He wasn't a closed person. He did and acted like that in front of children, which my personal experience, you don't need to see that going on with your mother. But that's whatever. So that happened, and the kids didn't like it. And the kids, they all lived there, like I said, because he moved himself in.
Mm-hmm.
So the day that they realize mom's missing, the son goes to him and is like, hey, when did you come home? And he's like, oh, we got back from the party around 10:30 or 11. Your mom went back to go get your grandma, took me home. I don't know what happened to her. And he's like, no, you fucking didn't. I was up till midnight. I live with you, bro.
Mm-hmm. With my mom. Yeah.
I guess they all knew. The minute this, I guess a friend saw them leaving and texted her and said, hey, I'm not cool with the way that Kevin was pushing you out of the house. Like, I'm not good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I want to let you know as a friend, I'm not okay with it. Are you okay?
Call me. Yeah.
She gets the weirdest text back saying he didn't push me. He wasn't pushing me. I fell and I tripped. I hurt something and had to take a pain pill. I got toe up and went to sleep. And Dawn was not a texter. She was still good old fashioned at heart. And you would text Dawn and Dawn would call you.
Yeah. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
I love those people sometimes. Because sometimes it's like, oh, God, get it out all at once. I know, don't make me communicate. If you're at work and
I never know, I don't want to bug you.
But she's a caller.
Yeah.
So the text is weird. And
she
the fact that
she wouldn't
she said,
say toe up.
Toe up.
Yeah. She's like, not 18 and talking about getting,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Getting crunk.
Yeah. You're getting loose. Friend.
I don't even know what the current, we might sound like idiots. They might have changed the whole thing already. That is true.
I don't even know what it was the last time I knew. Fire? I don't know. I don't know. God, no.
Toe up.
Maybe we should call Zach back up here. What did the fucker say at the bar? And y'all are, lit. That was the last one.
Oh, yeah.
This fool, I'm so lit.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so her car was seen driving. And so people are like, well, no, I just don't think we've seen Dawn. Like, I saw her car. I don't think she's missing. Until, obviously, like, the day later. And they're like, no, Dawn's missing. So they start tracking the phones and everything else. Her phone carrier at the time did not, I think it was AT&T, did not keep records of satellite pings.
Oh.
And all that fun stuff.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because he didn't get arrested until 2013, I want to say. That's when. Because it took a while. Because first they had to prove it and all that fun stuff. So she goes missing, like I said, on the 21st. She's reported on the 23rd. people come together to do the search party.
Yeah.
One of those people are...
this guy?
Mm-mm.
No.
Kevin's father.
Oh.
And Kevin's dad says...
Yeah, he's a pastor.
He says, if he did what I think he did, I know where we should go. It's a mile from their home, mm-hmm. where he grew up. It's a secluded pond. It's a cute, really, like...
Kind of, like, their pond.
Yeah, and it's like a romantic movie, to be honest. Like, it's just pretty, untouched by people. It's what it looks like. It's one of those secret spots. It's not mm-hmm. one of those spots that everybody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
So they go there, and that's where they do find the decomposing body of Dawn.
Why would he ruin that ground? And, well, why would you kill somebody anyways? But, you know what I mean?
Let's look at him. Hello.
Ugh.
That was a mile away from the home that they grew up in, like I said. She was found on December 31st. She died from blunt force trauma and also drowning. They think, they think that after beating her, because he did this to an ex-wife of his.
Yeah.
He beat her, left her in the woods by herself. She wasn't dead. She walked out and went home. And went back to it. So they think that he did that, like beat her up, left her out there, and then she drowned. But
most
there was
hit her and then just held her underwater, maybe? That's what I think.
Well, I don't know, because then I read the article and they said her body parts. So I don't know how they come to that conclusion if there is dismemberment. But he wasn't charged with dismemberment, so I don't know. To be honest. I do know that he was sentenced to life without parole. He will die in prison. The last thing he said to the press, to reporters, or anything like that, Kevin Duck, said, I think y'all made a mistake. And that's the story.
So, everybody's wrong but him.
Yep, that's the story of Kevin Duck. And the amazing bravery story from John Duck. And it's just, it's one of those things, dude. This episode hit me deep in a lot of ways, obviously. I almost cried because I got upset. But this show, watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to sit there and be like, why didn't the family stop it? Why didn't the family know? Why didn't the family do this?
Well, spend a week in their shoes
fucking
and then
did.
Ask.
We knew.
Man.
We tried. We're only as human as we are. We can't change him. Or change anything about him. It is the way it is. Sorry, people, but we're not responsible for him being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that's what this story is a good reminder of. Is like, these people do commit horrible, vicious, violent crimes. Their crimes started at an earlier date. They're not crimes, but they are crimes. And they are crimes of, like in my situations, one of my brothers killed a kitten when we were younger. Anybody knows my brothers, you want to take bets on which one it was? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Those type of things.
Patterns of behavior.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those things are real. They are true. For the little boy that hits your family dog and is super mean to your family dog and everybody's like, oh, he's just so crazy. He's just so hyper about the dog. Is he, though? Is it cute? My opinion, it's not.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's a big opener for a lot more shit we need to talk about than just how cute it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think if people would have went to my parents and been like, hey, something's wrong with that stick, that one's ticker in the middle. Do something about that one. Maybe. You know, if he young enough, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just the way that this is. Like, that's why I love this show, is because everybody just gets a good look.
Someone else's perspective.
You're right, at everybody else's perspective. You get to see all of it.
Mm-hmm. Because your actions just don't affect you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And, like, when he's talking about it, okay, and retelling the stories and everything else, his brother gets so worked up and so just back to being that age.
Yeah.
That he had to openly admit that he smoked a vape pen. You know, he vapes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like vapers, but whatevers. I don't say I don't like you. I just like to make fun of you. I'm just that person. But, like, he was like, you guys, I need to calm the fuck down because, like, some real PTSD shit is happening.
Well, yeah.
And I'm getting angry.
If you
takes me a while to get off of this.
Uh-huh.
So I need a break and we'll continue. And it's just crazy, you guys. And that's just my thing. That's why I get emotional about it. Is true crime is fascinating. Yes. It draws everybody in. It does. But there's horror behind some of the reasons people are interested in this. It makes me happy when I listen to podcasts, my favorite podcasts and stuff, and they go, I've never experienced this, but if I was in their shoes. And it's irritating, but also it's good to know that this shit doesn't happen to everyone. You know, like, when they talk about child abuse and being like, oh, and, like, one of them, she's like, yeah, my mom was the worst mom in the world, but she never, like, hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had a shitty parent, but she wasn't harmed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she knows one side, but she doesn't know the horrific side.
Yeah.
And so it's just, and that's why I think my podcast is different from the ones that inspired me to do it. Is because I listen to them tell these stories and they're like, oh, I've never had to experience this. Oh, I've never experienced that. And I'm like, well, you covered it beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
You did it amazingly. But, like, I have. So why would someone not want to hear that when you go through it, there's that perspective on it too.
Yep.
So that was one of my other reasons for wanting to do this podcast. And then I watched this, and I told Gene 4 days ago, I said, it's a creepy little kid with a match on the front of it. You can't miss it. I know it's going to be good. Kid has a match. Made goodness.
It was not 4 days ago.
It wasn't 4 days ago. It was like 24 hours ago, you guys. But I'm dramatic, and she won't let me be.
It's okay.
But, like, I could just tell by the cover of this show that this one was going to be a good one.
Yeah.
To cover. And it's an amazing show, and I really think everybody should go watch it. Tell me how to get sponsored by the ID channel. I already view all their shit. I fucking love them. Anyway. So, follow us on Twitter at itiswhatitis208, because that's where we are from. On Instagram, itiswhatitispod. Itiswhatitispod19. Yeah, we'll go with it. The Facebook group, It Is What It Is, A True Crime Podcast. YouTube, It Is What It Is, A True Crime Podcast. And on any other source that you can listen to podcasts, we're there, obviously, you're listening. So, listen to more.
What's the 208 and one? Because that's where we're from.
It Is What It Is?
Mm-hmm.
It Is What It Is, 208, that's where we're from.
Yeah.
It's not that where Twitter. We're from, by the way. It ends at 208. It is what it is. 208.
Yeah.
And it ends. But that's it. So we'll come at you guys on Sunday. We will do Sunday this week.
See?
I have no intentions on fucking it up.
Well, honey, can I tell you a deep dark secret?
You didn't care.
You didn't plan either one of those delays. pretty sure.
No, I did not.
You did not be like, you know what? I need
everybody
some me time. I'm going to shatter my ankle. Ready? Here I go. Is that how it went? No.
Should have been. But it wasn't. But yeah. So welcome back, you guys, with some. If you guys want to hear us talk about something, tell me. You guys, I have a lot of open time on my hands. This is the best time for communication.
Your me time.
Yeah. Well, this isn't really me time, but for communication,
yeah.
This is where we rock it.
You have to change your perspective.
I'm kind of...
So you don't go stir crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
I watch a bunch of murder shit. And then some cooking. That's about it.
We can get you a little stove and an easel. Do you want to start painting?
Oh, cute. No. All right, well, we'll see you guys next week. You guys don't have to sit here and listen to us.
All right.
I don't know why I haven't stopped it yet.
That's fine.
I'm just like, what the fuck ever? Let's let it go.
We got another hour to fill. Look.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.